Welcome to the Viking Psychiatry Podcast, where you get the support you need when you need it. At the helm is Sean Goddard, owner of Viking Psychiatry, veteran, and dual-certified nurse practitioner specializing in mental health.
Join us as we dive into the mind behind Viking Psychiatry. Sean Goddard, discover his unique approach to mental health and wellness. What drives his passion in how is Viking Psychiatry changing the landscape of psychiatric care? Don't miss this insightful conversation. So, Sean, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you. So, Sean, you built an impressive following over the years. It's clear your show has gained significant momentum. However, some of our listeners might not be familiar with you or your business. How about we start there? Could you share with everyone a bit about your company and what is it you do?
Absolutely. I own Viking Psychiatry in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and we're what's called an interventional psychiatric practice. And that's just a fancy way of saying we like to intervene in mental health, for example, like depression, in ways that might be a little bit outside the box. So it's not just about a pill anymore. It's about interventions that we can do to improve outcomes and improve the way people feel.
That's very much needed in these days. You know, I think post-COVID, people are going through a lot of stress and everybody need a little tune-up, right?
Absolutely. You know, one of the positive things that did come out of COVID is helping reduce the stigma associated with mental health. And so people are more likely to get out there and try to get some help.
So, Sean, when you're not busy running your business, what do you like to do for fun?
Yeah, I love to cook. Actually, I almost became a chef before I got into this line of work. A funny story behind it, I enrolled in culinary arts school before I did initially in my nursing school. And I showed up to culinary arts school and then they said, oh, here's all your classes. And there were nothing but business management. And I said, what? No knives, no cutting things, no, you know, fancy decorations, no cooking steak, filet mignon, nothing. And so I unenrolled from the program and walked across the street and enrolled in nursing school instead. But I've always had a passion of cooking. And I think one of the reasons why is because I love cooking for other people. I love taking care of other people, right? And cooking is just another way that you can do that. I'm a huge outdoor person. I love traveling and hiking and going out into the mountains and just really finding what nature has to offer us, because getting away from all the busyness and all the sounds, I think it's really important.
Yeah, it's good. So what's your favorite dish?
Oh, favorite dish to have cooked for me or to cook for somebody else? That's a real question. You know, I grew up on the West Coast, but there is something about chicken and dumplings that just drives me crazy. So I love, it's a carb load dinner, chicken and dumplings with mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, and biscuits. So, you know, carbs with carbs with carbs with carbs and a little bit of protein. But cooking for other people, I kind of toss up between red beans and rice and chicken curry. I love cooking both, and they're, I guess, my two most complimented dishes.
I'm from Jamaica. We call it rice and peas.
Rice and peas.
So, Sean, you're a pretty busy guy. My gosh, I can hardly catch up with you. In your words, why are you doing this?
You know, I grew up in the system. So group homes, boys' ranches, that type of stuff. I even spent some time on the street as I was growing up. And I was really headed in the wrong direction. And there was a counselor at the last group home I was at. And counselor, not in the sense of therapist, but counselor as in kind of like camp counselor, right? That took me up in the hills, Sunny Hills, California, in San Anselmo, California, Sunny Hills Group Home. And it was called that for a reason. Took me up in the hills and we spent 4 hours up there talking. And I don't remember the entire conversation, just bits and pieces. But he connected with me and I came down that hill changed. Now, by no means perfect, right? But a desire to improve my life and to see better outcomes for myself. And it just took that one person to take that time and try to make a difference with me. And that stayed with me. And so I truly believe that sometimes it only takes one person to help somebody make a difference and change their outcomes in their life, their mental health, et cetera. And so I have a passion to either myself to be that one person or be involved with the staff or in the referral, et cetera, that can make that happen for people.
That's so true. That's so true. Listen, Sean, we look forward to some future interviews where we're going to touch on some FAQ question. Love it. You have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll see you in the next episode.
All right. I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks for listening to the Viking Psychiatry Podcast, where you get the support you need when you need it. For a complimentary consultation, visit VikingPsychiatry.com or call 260-459-9225. That's 260-459-9225.